Disney layoffs go global as additional 2,500 U.S. workers eliminated this week. By David Ng on May 25, 2023. The Walt Disney Company has reportedly begun laying off personnel overseas as it continues to eliminate jobs at home, with an additional 2,500 U.S. workers receiving pink slips this week. Disney began notifying around 100 overseas workers this week that their jobs are at risk of elimination, according to a Deadline report. The staff are based in London and across the EMEA region, or Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. The number of impacted workers is expected to be proportionate to the number of U.S. layoffs. CEO Bob Iger instituted a brutal round of mass layoffs earlier this year that will see a total of 7,000 Disney workers lose their jobs. The layoffs come as Disney is experiencing a profitability crisis brought on by a weak economy under President Joe Biden, as well as poor decisions made by former CEO Bob Chapek, who was fired in December following a disastrous earnings report. Iger is looking to slash a stunning $5.5 billion in spending in an attempt to save the once formidable company. This week, an additional 2,500 Disney workers in the U.S. lost their jobs, according to multiple reports. It represents the latest round of domestic layoffs following two previous rounds, the first of which began in March. Like other legacy Hollywood studios, Disney is spending a fortune on streaming entertainment in a bid to compete with Netflix and capture younger generations of consumers. At the same time, studios are facing a dramatic decline in advertising revenue as households buffeted by bid-inflation continue to cut spending. Cord-cutting is also continuing to eat into studios' profitability. Despite its significant financial challenges, Disney continues to embrace woke politics that alienate millions of its customers. The studio recently sued Florida Governor R. alleging he retaliated against the company after Disney leaders vowed to fight the state's parental rights in education law, which protects public school children from indoctrination in radical gender and sexual theory. As Breitbart News reported, the Disney Plus series The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder is pushing reparations for slavery, claiming in a recent episode that America was founded on white supremacy and still has not atoned for its racism. Disney Plus recently featured a transgender man who menstruates in its animated Baymax series for kids. The streamer has also cast a drag queen and a transgender transmasculine actress in the upcoming Marvel superhero series Ironheart. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.